死んでいた朝に弔いの雪が降る、はぐれ犬の遠吠え、下駄の音きしむ、因果な重さ見つめて歩く、闇を抱きしめる蛇の目の傘ひとつ、命の道を行く女、涙は塔に捨てました。振り向いた川に遠ざかる旅の日が、いてた鶴は動かず、泣いた雨と風、冷えた水もにほつれ髪映し、涙さえ見せない蛇の目の傘ひとつ、恨みの道を行く女、心は塔に捨てました。縁のない言葉、恨みの川に身を委ね、女は塔に捨てました。
And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you. On the third show, we're doing from Japan, second show from Tokyo. And let me just quickly explain why we're doing another show from Japan. I'm not actually in Japan right now, as you're hearing this. I'm either at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean or on top of the Pacific Ocean, heading back towards America. Hopefully it's the second of those two options, but we'll see. In either event, this show is being pre-recorded at Shinjuku Station in Tokyo. This, by the way, is the most busy, most crazy, most frenetic place in the world. And in fact, it says that outside. They're very proud of that. There are, I don't know how many people here scrambling around. Right now, this is early evening, and it still looks like rush hour at Penn Station. Rush hour is something not to be believed. You can barely fit into this place. They have people who push you onto a subway train to make sure that you fit. We're going to try and give you a sense as to the size and scope of this particular train station. We're actually going to take a ride on a train, going to buy a ticket, we're going to do all sorts of things like that. So we're basically recording this show now because there's no way that I can record a show while I'm on the boat. Well, actually, that's not true. I can record a show while I'm on the boat, but I can't transmit the show while I'm on the boat. I won't be able to upload it until I get to America, and that means that there will be a week where there won't be a show if I do it that way. So therefore, I'm going to record this here now, a full week before the show is on. Well, the point is, I'm not really in Japan at the moment. I was in Japan about a week ago, and now I'm on the ocean. Regardless, I'm heading right now into a department store, which is attached to the train station. Now, the way it works, the way that I understand it to work, there are several different subway lines in this place. There are two different subway systems. There's the Kaiō system, and you know what? I don't know the name of the other one, but I guess that doesn't really matter. The Kaiō system, and it's spelled K-E-I-O, was designed so that people could go to the Kaiō department store, which I am now standing in. In fact, I'm walking through the cosmetic aisle of this particular store. Note how quickly I got into the department store from the train station. Now, that line, while it may connect in some way with the other subway line, you have to pay another ticket to get into that subway line. So it can be very expensive, it can be very confusing, and that's not even the whole story. There's, in fact, another line of trains known as the JR lines. In fact, that's what we're going to be taking in just a little bit. JR is not a subway, even though it looks exactly like a subway. For the most part, it goes above ground. And yes, you have to get a whole other ticket for that line as well. So the whole thing is completely insane and crazy. When you just arrive in the city, you really have no sense as to which of the systems you're actually using. When I got to Tokyo Central Station, I did not know that the subway system was designated by a circle, a color in a circle. That's the subway system. So once you know all of it, once you know all the facts, you can get around pretty quickly. But it's learning those facts. That's the hard part. Okay, now right now we're heading down an escalator into a food market that is attached to the department store. And this might be kind of hectic and crazy sounding, because people are basically selling all kinds of food, handing out free samples. In fact, let me see if I can get any interesting pieces of something for the radio audience. This is nothing like a supermarket back home where everything is nice and calm and collected. This is people shouting, getting you to buy their particular piece of meat or dessert or all sorts of things that are offered here. It's actually a bit calmer than the last time I was in here. I'm sure if I walk around a little bit, we'll hear some activity. Okay, I'm looking at some prepared items here. Of course, nothing is in English, so I really don't know what it is I'm looking at. Some kind of fish, some kind of vegetables. There's a shrimp there. Okay. No, we don't want that. This place is really big. You can get lost just in the food section alone. And the food section is simply a part of the... Oh, those look interesting. The food section is just a part of the department store, which is just a part of the train station, which is just a part of the vast network. And hello, is that a sample? Thank you very much. I think it's a fish of some sort. Oh, it's very sweet, whatever it is. Wow. See, that's the problem here in this country. When you get food, you don't actually know what it is a lot of time. We've been searching for something known as horse sashimi, which I understand is sold in some Korean places. But I'm not sure what's in it. They won't tell me that. My friends who want me to get horse sashimi, they swear there's no horse in it, but I don't believe them. Okay, that's the first level of the food area. We're going down to the second. Yes, there are two levels. How many supermarkets do you know with two levels? Going down the stairs now. And there's mostly fruits, vegetables, cheese, things like that down here. Of course, crowds of people not pushing and shoving like they do in China. And I mean that with all due respect to the people of China. But very calm and orderly, but frenzied at the same time. It's one of those things you kind of have to see to believe. All kinds of meat products here, and cold cuts, and dairy products, stuff like that. It really is. So here's another free sample. Okay. This guy's selling something. Oh, a fish. Now, when's the last time you heard your butcher use that much passion in his voice trying to sell you something? See, that's what I think it really should be all about, is about passion and excitement and people into what it is that they do. And that's what you see a lot of here. Okay, so we're going to exit and head back to the train station. And God help us if we are able to find our way here, because this train station is so big and huge that it's very, very easy to completely get lost. Okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm looking for a sign. There are different lines. I'll give you a sense as to what I'm looking at right now. I see signs for the KO New Line, K-E-I-O, and again, that's the name of the department store. So we know that's the other subway line. It's designated by a square for some reason. You know, this is the first time I've seen that. I thought they were all designated by circles when they were subways. Okay, the Toyo Shinjuku Line, designated by a green circle. The Toyo Edo Line, designated by a pink circle. Then there are the JR Line tickets, which is what we're going to be heading for right now, because that's the overland subway system. I see KO ticket machines over on one side. I see JR ticket machines on the other. You don't want to buy tickets from the wrong place, because the tickets will not work on the other train. And I don't see the ones... Okay, I do see some I think I can use. Now, what's also interesting here, of course, they take yen. That's the currency here. I have a 10,000 yen bill in my hand right now. 10,000 yen is equivalent to about $100. Now, there aren't many machines that will take a $100 bill in the States. The machines here will take bills up to 500. Oh, wait a minute. No, those are coins. It will take up 1,000. Uh-oh. Okay, I think I'm in trouble here, because these machines don't take the bill that I have. So, okay, right away, you see there's going to be a little bit of confusion here. I might need to find another machine that will take the bill that I'm actually holding in my hand. And you'll hear incessant tones and beeps and machinery and all sorts of things that will drive you mad, especially if you don't know what it is you're looking for. Okay, you know, what I might have to do is reach into my pocket and simply get a 1,000 bill. There are machines that take 10,000s, because I used one not too long ago. And what's really cool about them is they give you change in bills. They just neatly hand out bills. But since we have limited time, let's select JR here. Oh, wait, that didn't work. Why didn't that work? Okay, these machines are all in Japanese. I want to make sure. That might be a transfer button. Okay. I'm completely lost already. What I think I might do is head back in the other direction, towards the other machine, which I know is a JR machine. I should also point out there's so many people going in all different directions, it's very hard not to collide with them. People are moving very quickly, very fast. Okay, I'm at the JR machine. I'm going to put in... Oh, the other thing I have to do, I have to figure out how much it's going to cost. Oh, yeah. I'm going to a station known as Shibuya. Actually, I'm not. I'll tell you what I am doing in just a little while. But I happen to know it's 160 yen to get a ticket to there. So I'm going to put in my 1,000 yen bill right now. Okay, it's been sucked into the machine. Now, I have all these choices from 130 all the way up to 950. I'm going to pick 160. Okay, I have my ticket, I have my change. My change is all in coins. And now I'm going to go through the ticket machine. Okay, successfully made it into the ticket machine. Now it's a question of finding the right train. This is where things can go very, very wrong very, very quickly. You have to move fast here. There's hundreds, thousands of people heading in this direction right now. I always seem to be going against the grain. Only maybe two columns of people heading one way and about six or seven heading the other way. What I'm doing now is going under a tunnel or through a tunnel and taking this all the way to the other side of the JR section of the train station. This is a late rush hour crowd that we're passing, and I'm sure that the train that we will be on will be packed. In fact, every train I've been on so far in this city, no matter what time of day, no matter what time of night, no matter where it is, no matter where it's going, has been packed. Meaning people standing all over the place. And it's not like there are a shortage of trains. There are many, many trains. Train every couple of minutes. In fact, when we go onto our track, which I'm looking for right now, there it is, track 12. That happens to be the track for the line that we're taking. You'll probably hear a train come within 2 minutes. I would be very surprised if that were not the case. All right, there are even more people heading towards me right now. This place just goes on forever, and it's just there's no end to people having to be in one place that are moving from a different place. Okay, now I'm going up the stairs towards the outside platform. And there's a train pulling in on our track, or actually, there's a train leaving on our track. All right. Well, that was our train, and it was packed. So we'll see how long it takes for our second train to come in. That's our train going in the other direction. And of course, there are many, many tracks here. This is, I guess, the equivalent of Penn Station and Grand Central and every other train station in America rolled up in one. Because there's just so much activity, no matter what time of the day or night you happen to be here. Now, I should clarify that, though, because the station does close. The station does close at around midnight. You know, I just noticed this for the first time. They actually use Bose speakers up on the ceiling. And they're little tiny speakers and they get great range. And they're using those to make announcements. You can actually hear the announcements. Unfortunately, just like in America, I can't understand the announcements. But it's for a different reason this time. Okay, here's our train. As you can see, that didn't take long at all. And this one is also standing room only. In fact, not much of that. What we're going to do is we're heading towards a station called Shibuya, which is, I think, about three stops down. We're going to get off at each station on the way. So you can hear the difference. This is kind of a thing of mine. Every station has its own musical chimes. You might have heard the one here at Shinjuku. And we'll hear different ones at different stations. Let's make sure we can get on this train first, though. And there's a lot more, too. Each of these cars has video screens. Two video screens above each door. And those video screens give you all kinds of updates. They play advertisements without sound. Right now it's telling us where we are and what lines we can transfer to. It's kind of misleading, though, because they say you can transfer the lines, but that doesn't always mean you can transfer it for free. You might have to buy a whole other ticket. okay, now it's telling us all the different stops that are coming up and how many minutes it will take to get to each one. The last stop on this line will be 29 minutes away. The next stop will be 2 minutes away. This display is shown in full color and in the various Japanese scripts as well as English.
This is the Yamanote Line train bound for Shibuya and Shinagawa. The next station is Yoyogi. The doors on the left side will open. Please change here for the Oedo subway line.
Okay, so the next stop is Yoyogi, and that's what we're going to get off there. It gives you all kinds of information, tells you where the doors will open, where you can transfer to. On the other screen, we're getting weather forecasts, we're getting current temperatures. And what we're going to do now is get off at this station and wait for the next train, which should be following this one pretty quickly. Another one pulling in on the other side. Right, we're going to see what the little musical tone at this station sounds like. Every station has a different one. Actually, I think this one has two. And I think they're fighting each other. Okay, now this train is leaving at 1948. The next train is at 1951, 3 minutes from now. All this information is very quickly displayed. It's so incredible how it works. And again, this is a station with multiple trains. Two trains just left on this platform. There's another train on another platform. And there's a platform on the other side as well. So we're seeing quite a bit of activity. There's a full train schedule here up on the wall, so you always know when a train is going to show up. I find it amazing that all of these LCD screens inside the trains are kept up to date with all kinds of information. One thing I did notice, which I thought was kind of weird, especially during the day, they tell you of various delays or problems on other lines. And invariably, the reason for a train line being delayed, the reason given is accident. And I've asked a few people what that means, what accident actually translates to. And I've been told, and I haven't really been able to verify this, but people do seem to believe it, that invariably it means somebody jumped in front of a train. And apparently that happens so often that they have frequent delays because of it, and it's always referred to as an accident, even though it probably was on purpose. All right, our train will be here in a few seconds. We'll get off and we'll get on, and then we'll get off at the next stop. Okay, that's not our train, that's on another track, but our train is coming on this one. I realize, you know, for people who don't like trains or aren't into Japan or that kind of thing, this might be frightfully boring, but what I'm trying to do here, here's our train. What I'm trying to do here is just capture the sounds of Tokyo and transmit them back to the States so you can bear witness to what I'm seeing and hearing as I'm, well, a week or so after I see and hear them. All right, this train again is very crowded. We're going to take this for one more stop. Something else that's pretty interesting is that the trains are very quiet on the inside. While this train might be completely packed full of people, especially in the morning, nobody really talks. People don't say a whole lot. It's different in the weekend because people are generally happy to be out of work then. So you'll hear more conversation. But as you might hear, and I'm talking quietly because I don't want to stand out too much. In fact, you're really not even supposed to be using a cell phone on the train. And it looks like I'm using a cell phone because I'm holding a phone up to my ear, because otherwise I look like a complete idiot talking to myself. But I'm talking quietly because nobody else is talking. In fact, this train has about several hundred people on it, I think, looking at me.
The next station is Harajuku. The doors on the right side will open. Please change here for Chiyoda Subway Tokyo.
See, there's just so much information that's given out. Where the doors will open, what you can transfer to, what trains aren't running, and what the weather forecast will be like, plus what kind of products you can buy via the various silent commercials that you see on the video screens. Again, two video screens above each door, and eight doors per car. So 16 video screens in all per car. And that's in addition to various maps that tell you where you're going, next station, that kind of thing. Okay, we're arriving at the next stop. It's very different here than in Shanghai. Oh, I like that one. I like that one. I think that's my favorite so far. In Shanghai, everybody kind of pushes onto the train before anybody has a chance to get off. I don't understand it at all. I don't understand the logic. But literally, you will have this incredible pushing match every time a train comes in. It's like it's the last train ever to arrive. All these people push on. People are struggling to get off. Here, it's completely different. Here, people in very orderly fashion line up by the train as it's approaching. In fact, there are even little dotted lines where you're supposed to stand. And they wait there. They wait there until the people get off the train. And then they file in. It's really a beautiful sight. And after that's over, people are generally quiet on the train. It's kind of indicative of the whole society in general, I think. Just earlier today, I was watching on a very busy street. There's a train that's not going to stop. And that's really crowded. And on the street, there is a lot of traffic, and you know how you're not supposed to block an intersection when there's lots of traffic? You don't have a chance of getting by. Well, somebody was actually following the rules and had not proceeded into the intersection and was just sitting there at a green light because there was all kinds of traffic ahead. And there were cars behind him, lots of cars behind him. Not a single person was honking his horn. Yeah, that's how incredible it is. That's how orderly it is. So, I guess there's a lesson to be learned there somewhere. Okay, and now we're going to get on one more train. Now, what we're doing with this particular experiment is we're taking a train out to a particular stop and then taking a train all the way back to where we began. And we're going to see what happens to our train ticket. You see, you're supposed to use the train ticket both when you get on and when you get off. And there's been a whole lot of confusion, at least with me, as to how exactly that works. I'm always going through the wrong gates and using the wrong lines. But I've never done this before, and I actually don't know anybody else who's tried this yet. Using the ticket to get out at the same station you got on. Now, yeah, I could have just gone on and then immediately turned around and gotten off, but where's the fun in that? That would have been a full 3 minutes. Okay. Our train is here. Again, it's very, very quiet. the next stop will be Shibuya. That's where we will be getting off. And that's an incredibly crowded station as well. Not nearly as crowded as Shinjuku, but just a whole lot of people constantly flowing through there day and night.
次は渋谷。お出口は右側です。東急東横線、東急田園都市線、京王井の頭線、地下鉄銀座線、地下鉄半蔵門線はお乗り換えです。電車とホームの間が空いているところがありますので、足元にご注意ください。The next station is Shibuya. The doors on the right side will open. Please change here for the Tokyu Toyoko Line.The Tokyu Daien Toshi Line, the Keio Inokashira Line, the Ginza Subway Line, and the Hanzomon Subway Line. Please watch your step when you leave the train.
Yeah, the one thing they don't tell you is that you can also just turn around and go back the other way, and that's what we're going to be doing. And this time we're going to stay on the train all the way to Shinjuku. This is the part you have to be careful about. One wrong turn, you could wind up out in the street. Everyone's exiting, but I'm not going to do that. In fact, I'm going to turn around and go against it. Try it again. Okay, so now I'm going to get on the Yamanote line. That's the line I should have been taking all this time. Ride the escalator up. I should also point out that at all these stations, it's extremely hot. In fact, it's very hot and muggy outside both day and night in Tokyo. The trains, however, are very comfortable, air-conditioned. In fact, most of the shops that you walk into are air-conditioned as well. Air-conditioning really seems to be a priority in this country. Some of the stations even are air-conditioned in addition, but not the ones I've been at so far. I've mentioned that these trains don't run after midnight or so. And one of the reasons I've been given for that, oh boy, this train's crowded too. One of the reasons I've been given for that is that if the trains ran around the clock, people here work so hard that they would work themselves to death. I'm not kidding, that is what I've been told. So it's kind of a public service. Well, you know, I was wrong about something. There are 12 doors per car. 12 doors in each subway car, and that means 24... No, actually, yeah, 24 video screens in each car. All of them working. I've never seen one that's not working. Japan is an amazing place as far as machines, because it's kind of a parallel to England. In many ways, it's an island nation off the continent that is looked upon by the rest of the world as kind of different, strange. They drive on the other side of the road, and they have lots and lots of machines. And that's where the difference really kind of starts between Japan and England, because in England the machines don't work, and here they do. And that's a major difference. You'll see vending machines on the streets, many vending machines with all kinds of drinks, coffee, and you'll see cigarette machines, you'll see condom machines, you'll see all sorts of things that you don't know what they are that are being sold in these huge machines, and they always work. The ticket machines for the train system, they always seem to work as well. And of course, the trains always seem to work, from the subways all the way to the bullet trains. And let me tell you, there are trains everywhere in this place. You walk down the street and all of a sudden there's a train passing by where you never thought one would be. In this car, there's all sorts of automated announcements. all sorts of reminders. Like right now on the screen, it's saying to turn off your cell phone and not talk on it. Well, actually, my cell phone is off and I'm not talking on it. I'm just holding this up to my ear so I don't look like a complete crazy person. I think I'm looking at, I don't know what I'm looking at on this other screen. It might even be the stock market for all I know.
Please change here for the Chiyoda subway line.
All kinds of little updates that you can get. We're about 7 minutes away from our destination, where we find out what happens when we put a ticket through at the same station as we started. Listening to a special edition of Off the Wall. Many of those things here in Tokyo, riding on the JR line, which, again, is not a single line. It's an entire network of trains, quite separate from the subway system. Subway systems. There are two different subway systems, and all these lines are very independent of each other. So you have to be very careful to get the right ticket, that you're going to the right place. And that's exactly what I'm flouting right here. And there must be several hundred people on this car alone. It's not at all like New York, where you can get on an R train or something at 1:30 in the morning and you're the only person on the car. I've never seen anything like that. Not even close. Of course, they don't run at 1:30 in the morning. I don't know if that would make a difference. But I've been on empty trains in the middle of the day in New York, and nothing even similar to that here. This is an absolutely huge city, too. As I was saying, there is this very huge city, lots and lots of people constantly moving around from place to place, as evidenced by the number of trains, how crowded they all are. I have yet to find anything that is not crowded. And that also goes for the streets as well. As you're walking down the streets, it's constant pedestrian overload, being pushed off onto the actual street from the sidewalk. It seems like everybody in the world is here and wanting to move someplace else. Going into Yoyogi, which is one stop away from our final destination, which is where we started off at. And there are actually people talking on this train. It doesn't happen often, but it's happening now. I don't know what they're saying. So I'm hoping that somebody a little crazier than me, will actually go to all 10,000 or so Tokyo train stations and record all of the musical chimes that are played at each one. And maybe, you know, make some kind of a record album, or actually a series of albums, of all those different sounds. Or maybe they repeat. Or maybe somebody has already done this. Now we're approaching the biggest train station in the world, or certainly the busiest train station in the world.
The next station is Shinjuku. The doors on the left side will open. Please change here for 中央ライン、the 埼京ライン、the 湘南新宿ライン、the 小田急ライン、the 京葉ライン、the 丸の内サブウェイライン、the 新宿サブウェイライン、and the 大江戸サブウェイライン。
There's a lot of lines you can change to here. But we're going to be trying to simply go back to where we started.
Okay, we're out on the platform now.
This is a station where you have competing announcements, announcements on top of announcements. It's utter mayhem. Now, in addition to all the different trains, the exits are also marked in just about as complex a way. You have to get the right exit or you'll wind up in the wrong place. Now I'm looking for the west exit. I see the central west exit, the central east exit, the southeast exit, the new south exit, and the south exit. So obviously, I don't want to go in any of those directions. And I gotta say, it's kind of cool when you start to recognize the kanji characters. It's not hard, and I urge people who listen to actually pick up a book and study it. And it's really cool when you actually start to recognize. You actually start to recognize what a particular symbol means, like what east means, what exit means, what one means, what two means. You might not be able to pronounce it right away, but once you actually are able to see it, and a lot of it is based on symbols, actual graphical symbols, like the symbol for water looks like water trickling down the side of a building. Once you start to recognize those things, all of a sudden you're able to read a sign without it being explained to you in your own language. And that has come in helpful a couple of times because the maps here are sort of insane. When you're walking around, sometimes you'll see a map that's in English, sometimes you'll see a map that's in English and kanji, sometimes you'll see a map that's just in various Japanese scripts, and sometimes you'll see a map that doesn't include all the lines, only includes the JR lines, for instance, doesn't include the subway, or only includes the subway, or simply includes one subway system and not the other subway system, which is very annoying and frustrating when you're trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B. Once you know this, though, once you know that that's how the system works, you can start looking for the shortcuts and know that, hey, this is the JR machine, this is where a JR map is going to be. If I'm looking for a subway line, I need to be over here. It really, I don't think it's the solution to know the tricks. I think the solution is to actually fix the system so it's a little easier to get around. Such as instead of naming all the lines and expecting people to know the names of all the lines, having some kind of color or a number designation. They do use colors, they do use numbers to some degree, but it's not consistent and it's not something that is very easy to find or figure out. So those are my suggestions for the Japanese mass transit system. I'm sure nobody will take them seriously. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to walk out with our ticket and see just how much trouble we get into as we leave the same station we entered. Please see staff for assistance. Well, it said please see staff for assistance, but it let me out. And I have my ticket still. Did I just get a free ride? I wonder if I can go back in the system. Oh, this is very interesting. I don't think I'm being chased by anybody. And I'm in the middle of about 1,000 people already, so I might have just figured out how to get away with something. Well, of course, I didn't really get anywhere. But you know what? This could be a way of just simply taking a free ride every day. I wonder if this ticket will work tomorrow. Every day, I could get on the train, and I don't have to buy a ticket that will take me far away because if I'm going back to where I started from, it doesn't know where I've been. Yeah, so I could make a big circle and come back. It gives me my ticket back, and maybe I could do the same thing the next day. But even if I can't do that, I can simply buy a cheap ticket, take a long ride on all different lines, and come back, and then it'll simply say, please see staff for assistance, and give me my ticket back. See, I've had plenty of trouble with the train lines before, and what usually happens when you go through the wrong gate, or you do something bad, you'll be told to see somebody for assistance, and the gates will stay closed. and you won't be able to go through. Actually, you can go through if you push, because I didn't know the first time that I wasn't supposed to push on the gates. When you do push on the gates, they open pretty easily. But you're really not supposed to do that. So what I might have discovered here just now is that this might be a free way to get. I know it's not the most exciting thing in the world, but for me, it's kind of cool, because I like riding trains. What I'm going to do right now is head into Shinjuku, the actual city part of Shinjuku. Now, it's kind of like Times Square. In fact, it's very much like Times Square. I should also point out something here. I'm passing by Odakyu Department Store. The other subway line is known as the Odakyu Line. So yes, the other subway line is also built by a department store to get people to go to their department stores. It's really bizarre. I don't know if JR is a department store too. It might be for all I know. This system has a very strange history. It's been privatized. So there are all sorts of competitive things going on here. When you go to the airport, you're encouraged to ride one train instead of another train because, well, this train will get you there 6 minutes faster. But they all pretty much ride on the same track, so it's kind of silly. I prefer a system that was, you know, kind of centralized. They can be competing companies, sure, but, you know, why not honor each other's tickets and do things like that? There is some anti-foreigner sentiment here. I've talked to a few people who live here, and I guess you notice that kind of a thing when you're here for longer. People moving away from you on the subway seat, if you happen to get one, for instance. People not giving you housing when housing exists, claiming that you're too tall for the ceilings and that, you know, you might hit your head or something like that, and refusing to give it to you even if you're willing to take that chance. All sorts of things like that, being hassled by the police. It's a very homogenous society. Very, very few minorities here. Chinese people especially come under fire for all sorts of reasons. Of course, Japanese people come under fire in China too. But that's the one thing here that I would say really needs a bit of work. Everyone has been very friendly. Everyone has been very respectful. But obviously, I'm seeing the place only being here about a week or 10 days. When you live here, when you're actually part of the society, you notice a lot more. You notice a lot more of the problems that exist. And that's certainly something that should be focused on. But otherwise, you know, everyone says Japan is a very expensive place. It can be. It can be extremely expensive. You can shell out a lot of money here for things that don't cost that much in other places, things like food or accommodations. But if you just do a little bit of research, if you simply compare different prices, shop around a little bit, when you go out and get food, look for the cheap places on the side streets. Look for the places where the Japanese people are going. And you'll find some incredible bargains. I've gone out to eat many times and paid less than I do back home because we wound up going to a place that was basically for Japanese people. Sometimes we were with people who knew the language. Other times, my friend and I just were wandering around and did not understand a single word. And the people in the place, they didn't understand a single syllable of what we were saying either. Somehow, we were able to get food out of that deal. Point to various things, point to simply words, not even pictures, on the menu, and just keep our fingers crossed. Most of the time it works out. If you simply make an attempt to communicate, even if you don't know the language, oftentimes that's good enough. If you bow at the right times and in the right ways, and just smile a lot, you'll get the same kind of behavior in return. So, yeah, you know, it's a pleasant place to visit. I'm not sure how it would be to live here long term. I hear both the good things and the bad things. If you do choose to live in Japan, though, obviously you need to know the language. This is not the kind of country where you can come here and simply survive on English. There are many, many problems if you do not understand the language. It's not really a tourist-oriented society. But as I said, learning the symbols, that's the first step. Learning the language, it's not as hard as you might think. You pick up a couple of words here and there. And if I can do that in a few days, imagine what you could do living here for a few years. A number of the Americans I've talked to who have moved here, and a couple of the Brits as well, say that they just find it a lot more relaxing here, particularly those who come from America, you know, just trying to get away from the craziness that's going on back home. And you know, it's kind of tough to be going back to it all. I know I have to, and there's a part of me that wants to jump right back into it all. But with all the craziness that's been going on over the past few weeks, as well as the past few years, it really makes you wonder, just where are we going? What are we going to accomplish? How is this all going to end? But I guess the part of me that is curious and a little adventurous wants to find out as well. So that's pretty much where I'm going to leave it. We're almost out of time, but we still have a few minutes left. What I'd like to do now, since I'm certainly not going to have connectivity on the boat, is go to some closing remarks that I have from here in Tokyo, but leaving open the possibility that there might be internet access on the boat. If that is the case, if that actually is the case, we'll be bringing you the closing remarks from the boat. But I don't think that's the case. I mean, the odds of there being internet access on the boat, on a freighter, are simply too small to even be believed. But I don't want to completely negate that possibility. So what I think is going to happen, I think you're going to hear me talking from Tokyo in a couple of seconds and not talking from the freighter. Let's find out.
Okay, well, you want to know the truth? The truth is I'm on the boat and I have no connectivity, which really should not surprise you at all. I'm stuck in the middle of the ocean. There's no way I can communicate. And you're hearing this now as verification of that fact, because if that were not true, you'd be hearing something else right now. So it's pretty obvious that I have no way of communicating except over the phone and off the hook. So tune in next week when I'll be coming to you from someplace else, and hopefully I'll have some kind of connectivity. A couple of things. The ticket didn't work. I went back in, and the ticket does not work at all, so I didn't get away with anything. And you might have heard a little bing-bong noise that was going on in the background. That actually is a braille map of the station that emits a noise, and if you're blind, you can follow a path on the floor that will take you directly to that braille map. So that's what that annoying sound is that you hear all the time in Shinjuku Station. So I just figured I'd let people know that as well. Now, I'm on a German boat right now. I'm on a freighter heading across the Pacific Ocean. So I figure the best way to go out tonight is with a traditional German song that no doubt we'll all be singing all the way over the ocean. Emmanuel Goldstein, have a good night.
Du hast mich. hast mich gefragt, du hast mich gefragt und ich hab nichts gesagt. Willst du bis der Tod erscheint?